And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Rams. Number five, November 27th, 1988. The Broncos hosting the Los Angeles Rams at Mile High Stadium. Running back Tony Dorsett, in his 12th and final year in the NFL, connects on his first and only touchdown pass of his career, a 7-yard option to Sammy Winder. Sammy proceeded to do his signature touchdown dance.
We get the Mississippi mud walk in the back of the end zone, and the Broncos have gone ahead 34-10.
Number four, December 12th, 1982. The Broncos travel to Anaheim Stadium to take on the Los Angeles Rams. After falling behind 21-0 in the second quarter, Denver came storming back. Quarterback Steve DeBerg with the pump fake and the long touchdown pass to Rick Upchurch for 51 yards. Broncos trailed 21-7. After a quick Rams turnover, DeBerg hooks up with fullback Rick Perros for a 7-yard scoring strike to pull Denver within 7. In the second half, Rob Lytle blocked a John Misko punt, and the tide had turned. The Broncos took a 27-24 lead, and Steve DeBerg tied a then-NFL record with his 17th straight completion. Then, on the final play of the game, cornerback Steve Wilson picks off Rams quarterback Vince Ferragamo, preserving the come-from-behind victory for the Broncos. Number three, November 27th, 1988. Week 13 in Denver, and the duo of John Elway and Mark Jackson put on quite a performance. In the second quarter, Elway heaved a 39-yard touchdown pass to Jackson. In the third, the same two connected again, this time for a 58-yard touchdown. But Elway wasn't done yet. He found Vance Johnson for another score from 14 yards out. The Broncos rolled to a 35-24 win over a Rams defense that was among the best in the NFL. Number two, September 14th, 1997. Hall of Fame tackle Gary Zimmerman came out of retirement to protect John Elway for one more season and provided an immediate impact. Elway connected on a first-half scoring strike with tight end Dwayne Carswell, the first of Carswell's career. From the Broncos' 28, Elway found Rod Smith, and the undrafted receiver took care of the rest.
This is Rod Smith. He may score. Rod Smith at the 40. He's gone. Rod Smith, the 10, 5, touchdown.
58 yards.
With the Broncos leading 14-7 in the third quarter, Darian Gordon provided the heroics.
Darian Gordon breaks the tackle, 20, still on his feet, 25, 30, 35, Gordon, 45, 50, there he goes! Darian Gordon is going all the way to the end zone!
In the fourth, Elway had his fourth touchdown pass, hitting tough wide receiver Ed McCaffrey from 23 yards out, cruising to a 35-14 victory. And number one, September 8th, 2002, the home opener in Denver and the Broncos hosting the defending NFC champion St. Louis Rams. Quarterback Brian Griese got Denver on the board in the first quarter with a 7-yard touchdown pass to Rod Smith. The Rams' greatest show on turf was grounded by the Broncos' defense, holding Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk to just 19 yards rushing and sacking Kurt Warner 3 times. In the fourth quarter, with 8:34 left and the Broncos ahead 16-9 on fourth and inches from their own 38, Mike Shanahan decided to
Go for it.
Running back Clinton Portis rumbled for 15 yards on the first down, prolonging the drive and setting up this strike from Brian Griese to Ed McCaffrey from 23 yards out for the score and the eventual 23-16 victory.